It's tough to have an event in Washington, D.C. without delving into politics in some way. Even an arts event like the Kennedy Center Honors. Stephen Colbert was the MC, and he greeted members of establishment Washington as, quote, endangered swamp dwellers. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the mood was festive, but a little bittersweet.
This was the last annual Kennedy Center Honors President and Michelle Obama would attend as the first couple. Before the show, singer Aretha Franklin said she'll miss them.
They were so wonderful. They just so very, very elegant. And I hate to see them go.
Honoree Marta Argerich is considered to be one of the greatest living classical pianists. She and the other honorees sat with the Obamas while other artists paid tribute to them, like actor Chris O'Donnell, who talked about working with the very intense Al Pacino.
At one moment, Al would barely bubble, and then in a split second, explode 100 feet in the air.
As he did in the 1979 movie, And Justice for All. Last year, the Kennedy Center honors were extended to the Eagles. At the time, founding member Glenn Frey was too sick to attend the ceremony, so the group deferred the award until this year. Sadly, Frey died in January. Mavis Staples was honored for her 60-year career as a musical pioneer. Her late father was close with Martin Luther King Jr., and the Staples Singers provided the soundtrack to the civil rights movement. I know a place. Before the show, Mavis Staples got emotional talking about her late father.
He's walking around heaven right now, talking to the angels and the elders, and he's saying, that's my baby daughter, Mavis. She's being honored by the Kennedy Center.
James Taylor got a lot of love, including from Sheryl Crow, Yo-Yo Ma, and even former President Bill Clinton.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
At a private White House reception before the show, President Obama said James Taylor's defining gift was empathy and praised the songwriter's honesty.
James is the consummate truth teller about a life that can leave us with more unresolved questions than satisfying answers, but holds so much beauty that you don't mind.
The president said supporting artists at events like the Kennedy Center Honors is one of the perks of the job that he'll miss. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.